From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama will make an historic visit to Cuba on Sunday. Mr. Obama's trip will be the first to Cuba by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years. As VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports, during his three-day visit, Mr. Obama will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and with Cuban dissidents.
Obama will meet with President Raul Castro on areas of mutual interest and disagreement, like human rights. Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
A French prosecutor said Saturday that the top suspect in November's terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris planned to blow himself up outside a soccer stadium but changed his mind. Salah Abdeslam was released from a Brussels hospital and taken to prison Saturday, one day after he and a suspected accomplice were shot during the police raid that captured them. Abdeslam's lawyer, Sven Marie, said that his client was cooperating with Belgian police but would fight extradition to France. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.